50 KTRS, Carney Show. Greetings, loved ones. Welcome back to the broadcast. And as you know, when we talk to our TV lady, or when Julie and I are discussing shows we're watching, we are both steeped pretty deeply in three categories. There are true crime shows. There are broken relationship shows that make us feel fantastic about ourselves. And then the other one, probably my guiltiest of the indulgences, are the food and restaurant-related shows. And on Discovery Plus, we get a series called Restaurant Recovery, and longtime restaurateur Todd Graves joins us to talk about the show. It's got a St. Louis tie, as does he, because you've been to a Cane's before. I mean, think about this. You have a product so good, when it's the only thing you sell and there's always a line at the place, you're doing something right. Todd joins us now on the program to talk about the show, his life, and who knows what else. Todd, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Hey, before we get into the new show, which is obviously going to be the focus, and a St. Louis tie, which will spring on everybody shortly, the business model of Cane's, just in my mind, initially, every time I go there, I laugh thinking, who thought, you know, well, we'll just have chicken strips and that'll be it, would be a good idea. And I find myself always going back, as do a gazillion other people.
Well, most people, when after I wrote the business plan for Raising Cane's, which actually got the worst grade in the class in college, most people thought that was a crazy idea as well, and the banks agreed that it wasn't a good idea. And then so I had to raise money my own way, and I went and worked as a boiler maker in refineries in Los Angeles. I worked as a commercial fisherman in Alaska, all to raise money for that first Raising Cane's that I reconstructed an old dilapidated building myself, and we've been serving the same product the same way for 25 years.
Yeah, it's like, all right, well, we'll do a sandwich, too. Well, the sandwich is just a couple of chicken strips on bread. I'm just stunned. Why were you so sold, especially when everybody else told you you need to broaden your horizons and variety is the spice of life and blah, blah, blah? Did you say, nope, I'm going this route, period?
Yeah, you know, especially that was the business planning class. It said, look, the industry, your industry that you want to get into is adding variety, and you're saying you're going to do just this menu items. And so, look, I just believe in what our slogan is, Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, One Love. And we do one thing, we do it better than anybody else, and that's these quality chicken finger meals that are craveable. And so I believe you should focus on the things you're good at, right? And for us, we're good at chicken finger meals, and we can execute that consistently. And so I think that's the winning formula. And it's what I give advice to other restaurant owners and aspiring restaurateurs. I'm like, just do what you're good at. Don't try to be all things for all people, because if you try that, you're not going to be great for anybody. And it's, at least it's been my secret to my success all these years.
You also venture into yet another field that's largely saturated, and that's television shows about saving restaurants. And we get Restaurant Recovery. And right off the bat, one of the big differences in my mind is, well, how do you help a restaurant without yelling at the owner?
Well, unfortunately, we had a different approach to what we're doing. All these restaurants that I was able to help were successful restaurants, right? Run by smart people, good restaurateurs. But they couldn't see this pandemic coming on. They couldn't have prepared for it. And then when it hits and your sales, you know, go to almost zero and you're just struggling to keep your doors open, racking up credit card debt, trying to keep your family supported and then not let your people go, it's a tough, tough, tough place to be, and you need somebody to help you, you know, and you deserve to have somebody to help you. So I didn't need to go in and fuss at them because they weren't doing anything wrong, right? They're hardworking and they had successful restaurants. I just had to help them pivot during a tough time, and I had the team to help do that. I had the support to help them do that, and it was a pleasure to do so.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a restaurant unaffected by the pandemic. So then comes another difficult task, Todd, and that is determining who's going to be the restaurant this week that you're going to help on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's a tough one. You know, we had so many applicants and all deserving people and really tough choices when you picked. And so, you know, just like St. Louis, we had just great restaurants that were all deserving. But when I looked at Crown Candy Kitchen and I looked at this restaurant, is, you know, third generation. It survived the 1918 Spanish flu and run by Andy and Sherry. And, you know, Andy's third generation, been in his family, and he had the weight of the world on his back, including, you know, not letting his prior family down, his family legacy in this just historic restaurant. And look, if Crown Candy Kitchen went away, there never would be another Crown Candy. It's just too unique. It's too special. I mean, look, they still do chocolates. They still do holiday chocolates, right? And it's old fountain, old soda fountain that's been around since, you know, the 1900s. I mean, think about how special this place is. How many people have gone and gotten ice cream there? How many people have gotten that big BLT sandwich? I mean, generations have done it, and they're too special. And so when I really looked at that in the history, I'm like, this is the one we have to save because it's so important to the St. Louis community.
And the fact where it's located, people have told Candy Andy forever to get out of there and go somewhere else because it's not in a very desirable neighborhood, geographically out of the way for a large part of the population. But he's kept his head down and doing the do, and it's been working out. Another element of this is the celebrity aspect, and it brings yet another layer to this broadcast that separates you and your show from everything else that's out there.
Yeah, you know, it's very fortunate that I've, on my chicken finger journeys, met some really famous people, and one of them being Nelly. And, you know, Nelly loves St. Louis. He loves the Lou. And, you know, when I told him a story about Crown Candy, he obviously knows the diner,
sure,
soda fountain. He knows it, but he didn't know the full story about it, do it historical. But I talked to him about Andy and Sherry and how much they were suffering. He's like, you know, that was an easy ask, an immediate yes. Hey, look, I'll come out, support them, raise their spirits, and then look, I'll post on my social media, and we'll have, you know, millions of people see it immediately and help with those sales. And man, they had no idea. And when Nelly walked in, I mean, he just steals the show. Really lifted their spirits.
Athletes, professional athletes like Shaq, Grammy winners, other actors like Rob Schneider and others all working with you on this. How does one have such a diverse Rolodex when you're a wealthy, you know, white restaurateur?
Yeah, you know, it usually starts with people who are just, they're Canes fans, right? And so they love the restaurant, and then they've heard my story, and then generally just someone, you know, what I want to meet, right? And then so I think for all these people, like a Snoop Dogg, like he knows every entertainer, every athlete, but it's like I'm a business friend, you know, and we talk business.
Right.
You know, and things like that. So I think that's kind of an interest to them. And, yeah, sometimes I wake up, I'm like, what is this chicken finger journey? Where is it taking me? It's really a crazy life.
I think everybody's just trying to hitch up for free chicken.
You know what? You might be right.
That's my theory. I am so glad I've signed up for Discovery Plus because I can now enjoy this too. And we let the cat out of the bag. Crown Candy, one of the restaurants featured on this show. Don't miss this. Restaurant Recovery with its host and founder of Raising Cane's. Go get some chicken strips while you're watching the show. I think that would complete the trifecta for Todd and make you very, very happy. I hope we can do this again. So much to talk about, but I know you're on a schedule. Todd Graves, next time through St. Louis, if you don't call us, I'll be very upset and go back to one of those lesser chicken places.
You got it. I promise. Thank you for the exposure. These are such great people, and Crown Candy Kitchen is just a special, special place. So let's all come out and support them.
Thanks for the time. Be well. Now I want chicken.
Of course you do.
I love it. You know, and I still don't get it. I mean, the whole business model of we're going to sell chicken fingers. Okay, we'll do a sandwich. We'll put two chicken fingers on a bun and sell that, and that's our
This is
thing.
Really a conundrum for you, isn't it?
It really is. Well, when diversity is the, you know, a bigger menu, more diversity, we got the health conscious items over here. We got the under a dollar items here. All these other places trying to figure it out. And nobody is doing what he's doing. It's like, look, we get this. That's all we have.
Wow.
We want this. We have it here. Hats off to him. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, how about him? And he's paying it forward. That's the best part about the whole thing.